Wealthy NYC protesters' notes allegedly reveal plans to occupy luxury apartments. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 12, 2020. The wealthy young college student from New York City accused of rioting in Lower Manhattan allegedly revealed plans to take over luxury apartments abandoned by white flight and defend them from other people taking over by tossing bricks off the rooftops. Clara Craver, 20, whose parents own a $1.8 million Upper East Side co-op with Riverside Views, wrote down her plan to build the BLM, Black Lives Matter, Focus Network for Wealth Redistribution in notes seized by authorities following last week's arrest, the New York Post reported. Craver's family also has a second home in Litchfield County, Connecticut, a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom farmhouse that dates back to 1730 and sits on nearly 7 acres of land. The Post reached Craver at her Connecticut home, where she declined to comment on her alleged role in the riots that cost $100,000 to multiple banks, a few Starbucks coffee shops, and a Duane Reade pharmacy. Other things mentioned in Craver's notes included wearing casual attire before changing into black clothing at the scene of a protest and monitoring police radio frequencies. She also allegedly had dozens of handwritten pages of a revolutionary strategy, citing communist revolutionary Leon Trotsky and Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin as influences. "These are domestic terrorists looking to turn New York City into another Portland and Seattle," said one source familiar with the writings. "This is a planned conspiracy, and the FBI should be investigating." The Post reported that police found the notes after Craver's September 4 arrest. She is one of 8 people accused of rioting in the streets of Lower Manhattan last week. The riots devolved from a protest sponsored by the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, RAM, and the New African Black Panther Party. But most of the accused rioters arrested along with Craver are white and from privileged backgrounds. Following Craver's arrest on felony rioting charges and misdemeanor possession of graffiti, she was released and is due to appear in Manhattan criminal court on December 3. It is unclear if Craver has hired a defense attorney.